That's Mark Ronson, Amy Winehouse, Valerie. Now, we're talking about a conflict resolution centre at the Maze, and we've spent a lot of time this morning talking about it. But I do want to talk about prisons in general. I want to speak to Martin Tusson, who's been in more prisons than most. Martin, good morning.
Frank.
Martin, just looking at the first line of a book here, the book is indeed called Free on the Inside. Yes. And it says, I heard of Martin Tusson and his prison ministry in 2005 through a friend. This is a reference from Rob Alcorn, yes, who's actually been involved in writing the book. You do go into prison and you do believe that prison ministries are important. A lot of people, of course, are critical of that. They think, yep, why on earth would people deserve to be associated with Christ when they've done so much wrong? You don't buy into that.
Well, no, I mean, the message, I think it's pigeonholed, Frank. You know, the gospel message is, you know, a message of grace, of mercy, of love and forgiveness. And I can understand people's train of thought, because I actually, as a Christian, Frank, I didn't actually have a lot of grace for these people. So something had to change, and obviously that's when I had an encounter with God and he called me to the prison ministry, which actually took place the 30th of June, the year 2000.
So the prison ministry to you, what does it involve? What's the daily routine or the weekly routine?
Well, I still actually, the prison ministry I'm involved in at Set Free Prison Ministries Bangor, I still actually work full-time, but it's a ministry that I spent 8.5 years going on to the wings of McGabry Prison. Just on a Friday, we'll go in and take the gospel in there. In the book, I go on to share a lot about what happened regarding McGabry. I share a lot of the, I think what it is too, Frank, that, you know, a lot of people actually, you know, regarding the gospel, there's, the thing I've seen is that God's actually demonstrated he's real with the signs and wonders and the miracles, and that's a lot about the book. I've seen God's power in touching people's lives. But no, I would be involved in letter writing ministry. We send toiletries and we send Bibles into third world prisons, but the book's sort of an autobiography of my life and some of the things I've experienced, ups and downs, with the prison ministry. But no, I have just have a real passion to reach those within the prison cell, because, you know, everybody has messed up, everybody has sinned, and that's the beauty of the gospel, that it's for whosoever, Frank.
You're not alone, of course, in being a prison minister. Most churches do provide some ministry for their flock behind bars. But do you feel that there are a significant number of people on the inside who are as religious as those of us who are on the outside, but they've just committed a crime?
Well, you think too, you mentioned one thing, religion. You know, as I tell people, a lot of people tell me it's not really about religion, Frank. It's like a personal relationship. And religion's something that, I mean, I'm just an ordinary guy. I serve an extraordinary God. But what happens is, a lot of people, as the title of the book, Free on the Inside, it's a double barrel meaning to it, really, because there's people inside prison who, you know, spiritually are free. There's people outside who are in prison through, whether sickness, through other difficulties, who are still in a physical, not a physical prison, but it's still a prison after all. But no, I just think, as I tell people, you know, I don't have to prove anything to anybody. People just have to, you know, I bring the message, the gospel. It's God that works through me anyway. It's not me that actually, you know, it's, as I say, it's not about religion, it's about a personal relationship.
How welcomed are you made feel by the prisoners?
Well, the thing is, I think, Frank, you know, you talk a lot there, you mentioned about church, and actually, you know, sad to say, there isn't really a lot of support structure within a lot of churches I've experienced myself, that they don't sort of supply that sort of spiritual need towards prisoners. But no, when I went in, they seen me as an ordinary guy. I mean, I would go in, I was going into McGabry up to 2010, spent 8.5 years. I just went in and mixed with them. I would go in the yard with them, I'd walk around the yard, sit with them in their cells. And, you know, it's amazing when they're on their own, Frank, you know, when they're not in a crowd and you get them on their own. A lot of the guys in there, a lot of them would be sort of, well, I'll believe it when I see it. But when I was going in, I was seeing a lot of miracles, and that's what I share in the book. I share a lot about the miracles, about the testimonies from the inmates. A lot of them are in the book. But no, I was received very well, and I think they've seen that this guy, I'm not getting paid to go in there, you know. They see this guy that, you know, is coming in, and he's taking time to spend with us.
Well, give me an example, without naming names, an example of a miracle.
Well, I'll tell you, I mentioned, Frank, regarding, there's a powerful miracle, actually, and it's involved with the actual prison officers involved in the actual touring of the Crumlin prison. Now, he's retired, but he does the tours, and This is to do with a prison officer, but briefly, he had problems, a history of problems with his back for 14 years. He had a misaligned spine, and in the education building, McGabbery, I prayed for that man, and God straightened him right in front of me, Frank. We actually have this on our documentary. We filmed a documentary on McGabbery. But briefly, just a miracle regarding a prisoner. One prisoner in there who was very sceptical, he actually would go out of his way to try and disprove the gospel. I seen him first in the punishment unit. Later on, I went to see him, and he just started to talk to me about, he had a problem, an injury with his arm awaiting surgery, and he said to me that, he said, to be honest with him, he was one of these people that he had to see it to believe it. Right or wrong, that's what he said to me, and really there and then I knew that, you know, this was an opportunity that, you know, that God could touch him. And I said to him, I believe that, you know, God could touch him and heal him right there in the cell. Now, I prayed for the young man, and this is a documented testimony, you know, I've witnessed over 100 in McGabbery, and that young man was healed right in front of me, Frank. So, completely changed this whole guy's perspective of the gospel. I mean, he was crying afterwards. That's the sort of things that, and the media will not portray it.
Yeah, but are you not, to some extent, playing on their weaknesses? They're vulnerable when they're in prison.
Well, the thing is, everybody says when they're in there, they've got time to think, but, you know, at the end of the day, playing on the weaknesses, no, I don't think so. No, I think that when they get to the end, when you get to the end of yourself, Frank, and even a lot of guys in prison, you know, I believe you get to the beginning of God, and I think, you know, that's why the book's been written. I mean, do you think about even filming a documentary in the prison? You know, Frank, to even get a camera in there, you know that that's, and in fact, that's a miracle in itself. We got in twice to film, and this documentary has been used all over the world, but no, I don't believe it. No, I believe everybody, you know, when they get to the end of themselves, you know, that I'm just an ordinary guy, but I'm bringing a message of hope and grace and love, and it's God's grace and love and his mercy.
Yeah, but I think it's an overstatement to say it's a miracle that you get into the prison to film. You know, journalists do get into film. Trevor MacDonald's been in some of the worst prisons in the world filming for his very successful television programme. But your motivation, obviously, is to convert people and to give people some hope. And I think the majority of people listening to this programme will applaud anyone who goes into a prison and who's prepared to listen and prepared to help those who are less, in a less fortunate position than ourselves, for whatever reason. But is it important to be converting? Is that the important thing? Should not just be giving them some consolation, some comfort?
Well, I think what it is that, you know, the message, the gospel of the message, as Christ said, you go into all the world and preach the gospel. You know, and bring for you know, and just share about His forgiveness, His love, and His grace. And I mean, I think from what I've seen, actually, I've spoken a few prisons in England as well. I think that a lot of you know, people go into prison and they ring prison ministry, even in the chaplaincy. And there's good organisations out there. But no, I mean, as a Christian, I just want to share the good news and what Christ done in my life, and you know how He's changed me and used me for, you know, and in Christ, you know, there is freedom, as it mentions in the book. And I mean, the thing you love the most, the things you talk about the most, and I love God, I love Christ and what He's done for me, and I just share this experience with others. And I've a lot of people, I get into trouble for saying this, Frank, but I think I've seen God do more inside the prison walls sometimes than in the church walls.
That's a very interesting point. It is interesting the way you take your ministry to the people, and obviously they don't have to listen to you if they don't want to listen to you, and you go in. Will God be able to sort out this issue with regards to the Peace and Reconciliation Centre, the Conflict Transformation Centre, call it what we will, at the Maze? So much dispute and debate. Is there a place for God in that, or is that totally historical?
As I mentioned in the documentary, actually, we were filling up in Stormont, and I said, you know, the only real peace that I see, you know, I know they've got the peace process, and that is peace is in Christ, you know, and He's, as a Christian, obviously say, He's the only way, you know. And I mean, I think there is room for that. I mean, I know in the Maze, a lot of people I've known who committed their lives to the Lord in the Maze, and many of them have gone on to be pastors and ministers of churches. And I believe with that centre there, that, you know, something, you know, in the Christian sort of a way forward regarding Christianity, and maybe bringing something in regarding prisoners who were Christians on both sides, you know, because I know from a lot of experience, a lot of you know, Republicans and you know, IRA, UVF have got together, and are now, who are Christian men and women, have got together, and reconciliation, they've went actually in the communities and shared from both sides. to see that this is for everybody, you know.
What do you say to the critics who suggest that those people who discovered Christ in prison, who before they went in would have shot you in a pub, but who are now are out and who are, and I don't want to use the term flippantly, but this is the term that people use, who are now out and Bible thumping, really we give them a bye ball and we shouldn't. Do you feel that you've been taken advantage of by people like that?
I've had experiences in the frank past with the press. I'll not name the newspaper or the reporters, but I've had them at my door, and they have exactly what you've said. They believe that, you know, they're in there, and I think what it is, everybody looks at the past, you know, what they've done, terrible things that they do, and I don't condone, you know. I say, you know, they have to serve the sentence, you know, whatever the crime is, they have to serve the time. But what I have seen is that everybody seems to concentrate on the past and what they've done in the past, and you know, the whole Christian message is there is forgiveness and there is a change, and I've seen that physically with my own eyes, the change, and it is genuine. And a lot of people would use the term jail Christians, as you said, about they would use that as a tool even to get out. That doesn't work in the prison system, you know. But no, it's a case where every one of us has messed up in God's eyes, and I know there's victims, and I know that all of these different things. But no, you know, so many people concentrate on the past, and we know the media will not portray anything to do with Christianity or in prison. You will never ever hear about it in the news. You will never ever read about it. And when they did take our documentary, this newspaper took it, and basically they mentioned all of what I was involved in, and they portrayed it that it was basically what I was doing was actually sick. Sad, but God took it and used it for good, because people read the article who would never really be involved or want to be in about my ministry, and then went on and watched the documentary, so it was turned around and used for good.
Jennifer asked the question, were you ever a prisoner yourself, Martin?
No, I was not, no. I was not a prisoner, no.
And you
good
do,
question.
Yeah, no, it's interesting. I presumed you weren't, but I was just asking it on her behalf. It's a really interesting read. It's called Free on the Inside, yep. God's Grace in Unexpected Places. Yep. Martin Tucson along with Rob Alcorn. Yep. And there's a foreword actually by Geoffrey Donaldson, the MP, as well. People can run their eye across it and make up their own mind. But Martin, on this day where we're talking about prisons, I think it is important to get inside the mind of someone who's incarcerated and think about how they feel. Some people have no time for them. Some people have lots of time for them. Some people don't think about them at all. Obviously, you have a lot of time for them, and you do think about them. Thanks for speaking to us this morning, Martin.
No problem, Frank. God bless.
God bless as well. Martin Tucson there, God's Grace in Unexpected.